This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly, in for Steve Inskeep. A Girl's Guide to Saudi Arabia is the provocative headline splashed across a story in the new issue of Vanity Fair. The author is the often provocative New York Times columnist Maureen Dowd. Dowd recently spent 10 days in the kingdom, playing tourist, seeing the sights, and pushing the limits of Saudi hospitality. She writes, and I quote, "It's the most bewitching, bewildering, beheading vacation spot you'll never vacation in." Maureen Dowd, good morning.
Good morning.
So, what did you pack for this Saudi getaway?
Well, I'd been in Saudi Arabia two times before, once with the second President Bush, and once they invited me after 9/11 to prove they weren't all hijackers and terrorists. So when you're traveling with the president, you don't have to wear the abaya everywhere, maybe just when you're around the king or something, or outdoors in certain places. But this time, since I was going to be a tourist, I knew I would have to wear an abaya. And
an abaya, we should explain, is full body from
yes.
the neck all the way, covers your toes.
Right, and you have to wear a headscarf. So I was hoping I could get one that was less hot than the standard polyester version. So I went to a tailor and said, can you make me a black abaya with linen or some light weight material, but she was trying to make it fashionable, not knowing Saudi Arabia, so she put slits in. So they kept telling me to put an abaya over my abaya, which made it even hotter.
You did, I gather, make something of a campaign of trying to push the rules in Saudi Arabia. For example, you write about trying to infiltrate the men's section of a Starbucks in Riyadh and other restaurants and cafes. Tell me what happened.
Well, the whole thing in Saudi Arabia now is they think they're undergoing amazing kind of radical change. It's imperceptible to us, perhaps, but they think that King Abdullah is a feminist in some ways because he posed with a bunch of women. He started a co-ed university. But you don't know how much things have changed unless you try. So I was trying to do some of these things. In fact, there's a woman in Saudi Arabia is upset about nascent feminism. So she started a campaign called My Guardian Knows What's Best for Me, because women can't do anything without male guardians, even report sexual harassment or get out of the airport. So anyway, I wanted to see if things had loosened up. And the religious police didn't seem to be around quite as much as they were in 2002. But we had our minder and we were at an outdoor cafe in Riyadh. All the men's cafes at night are on one side of the street and then the women's are inside. You can't sit outside on the other side of the street. So I said I was going to order coffee and the minder got very upset and he's like, you can't do that. But the guy serving the coffee was foreign, so he didn't care. So
right.
he gave me the coffee and we sat outside. But the minder was like looking up and down the street like, we've really got to get going. You know, we've had this nice adventure. So that lasted about 3 minutes.
You quote one Saudi tourist official who said, you can't wear shorts to the opera. You know, you have to dress for the occasion. You have to behave for the right occasion. If you don't like it, don't go.
Right.
What's wrong with that argument?
That was actually a woman who works in the tourist section. The head of tourism, who's Prince Sultan, said that he had been in India. In India, they wore saris. I mean, that's the kind of argument they make. You know, I agree that Western women should have to dress modestly. I understand that completely. But it's a strange thing to have to dress exactly like them. For instance, even in American institutions like the Jeddah Hilton, I was wearing a long navy blue dress to the floor that I wear to family funerals. And the guy behind the desk said, you've got to put your abaya on to walk across the lobby of the hotel.
Well, and the backdrop to all of this and the reason for this trip is that the Saudis are trying to open up a little bit. They're trying to encourage more tourists. What's behind that?
Well, after 9/11, I think on both sides, the door clanged shut. But mostly their tourism business they're developing is for other Saudis to teach Saudis how to be tourists. And, you know, they've never had any appreciation of old stuff because they have their bling oil money. So the tourism commissioner is sending the mayors and governors over to Italy and Spain to look at how they appreciate old buildings. And that's partly because they didn't appreciate architecture because they didn't want to find anything that was pre-Islamic. And they have this beautiful ruins, very much like Petra, called Medine Saleh. But it's pre-Islamic, so there was hesitation about even restoring it as a tourist site.
What can you see when you go to Saudi Arabia as a tourist? Because off the list as a non-Muslim, you can't go to the holy sites, to Mecca and Medina.
No, that's the main thing. I mean, it's one of the greatest tourist destinations in the world and has been for a long time, but only for Muslims.
Muslim.
And there's what they call a Christian bypass. So when you get to a certain point in the highway, you know, if you're pagans, you have to exit. They'll ask you questions to prove you're Muslim to get into those two cities. But that's where they're trying to develop these other sites. Like Medine Saleh is spectacularly beautiful, but they're just building the runway. I mean, the guide there was so excited that someone was actually coming to look, and it's these beautiful tombs from when they used to run the, you know, silk and incense routes.
So would you encourage people to go,
adventurous tourists? If they could go, but the whole point of this, I mean, I wanted to do a travel piece about a place you couldn't travel to because the whole concept is so funny. And the Saudis are so deeply schizophrenic and ambivalent that, of course, they say they want tourists, but then they probably won't get around to it for another century.
All right, Maureen Dowd, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Maureen Dowd, you can read her article, A Girl's Guide to Saudi Arabia, in the latest issue of Vanity Fair.